You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Richard Justice and Allison Footer.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with my bestie, Richard Justice. We will be joined by T.R. Sullivan in just a moment. Richard, the Rangers could actually set a record coming up here soon if they just have two more guys pitch for the Rangers this year. Then they will surpass the 2002 Padres and have the most pitchers ever to appear in a game in a season for one team. So that's exciting.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. And when you talk to these teams in spring training, I think every general manager will go, well, if we stay healthy. And I don't know if there's ever been a season, like you said, like this with the Rangers, where everything that could go wrong pretty much has gone wrong. Let's bring in our friend T.R. Sullivan, covers the Rangers for MLB.com. T.R., are the Rangers reaching any level of excitement about having the number one pick in the draft in 2015?
Yeah, I think privately, I don't think they're out gloating about it. But, you know, you talk to a couple of club officials, and they say, yeah, it's a bad year. But, you know, number one, we can rebound quickly. Number two, you know, you look at the Dodgers, they had a bad year and they ended up with Clayton Kershaw one time. And the Tigers had a bad year and they ended up with Justin Verlander. You know, there is some benefit to that. So I think privately they are, you know, really looking at finding an impact player next year, what could be one of the top two or three picks.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, we kind of, you know, joke about how many pitchers they've used and how many players they've used. 2 weeks until September call-ups and maybe a little bit less. I was reading some of your coverage, and it's sort of interesting, your comment on Derek Holland. He's really wanting to come back and be a part of things before the season's over, and you're not sure that the Rangers are going to give him a look. Kind of alluded to the fact that they just might not, maybe, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but like, sort of how this whole injury started, that they may not want to give him any kind of rewards to end the season. Is that accurate, or could you kind of expound on that a little bit?
Well, number one, he hasn't pitched well on rehab assignment. You know, last outing, he only went like 3 2/3 innings, something like that. So he hasn't really stretched out well enough, and he hasn't really pitched well enough to come back. You know, I think, number one, the Rangers are very gun-shy about – you know, anybody coming back from injury. I think they're feeling, let's just get them all to the offseason healthy, let them go through a full offseason, normal offseason, do the normal work. So I don't think they want to push anybody back. And I think Holland is kind of in that group. He's pitching on Tuesday night in Round Rock. We'll see how he does there. But I think they're going to be very cautious about it.
And, T.R., going forward, do they have confidence that Holland, that Harrison, I guess you could even throw Darvish into that, that they're going to join Tepish and Nick Martinez and whoever else is in the rotation, and that they're going to have a competitive winning rotation next year? Do they feel good about what they're going to have in 2015?
No. I mean, Darvish should be fine. You know, the only thing about Darvish is he hasn't done it for a full season yet. He's not shown he has the 162-game endurance, but he still should be good to go next year. Holland should. I mean, he's dealing with a knee problem, not an arm problem. Holland should be fine. Matt Harrison has a bad back, and it's a congenital condition. It's not something that heals. It's something that he has to live with, and there's some concern that he won't be able to pitch again. He said he's not going to pitch – not going to start throwing until November, so we're not going to know until December, January, or February if he's really got a chance to come back again. But I think this team goes in the offseason. They're going to need at least one or two pitchers from outside to come in and help this team if they expect to win. I mean, Holland and Darvish should be fine. We're still finding out about Martinez and Tepish. They may bring Colby Lewis back, but he's going to be 35 years old, and, you know, he's, you know, had a great comeback, but he's still got a 5.5 ERA. They're going to need at least one or two pitchers from outside the organization, and they know that. When they were at the trade deadline, they were trying to find controllable pitching, good young pitching that they could have for, you know, next 2, 3, 4 years, and they weren't able to do that, but that's what they're looking at.
Hey, let me just follow up on that, T.R. In Colby Lewis's case, 35 years old, and he's got a 5.5 ERA, like you said. If you look at it a certain way, you could convince yourself he still has something left in the tank. I don't know how the Rangers feel about unearned runs and pitchers and where they should be charged. But 10 strikeouts in his last start, the one before that, two earned runs, but he did walk four. Do you feel, just you, I'm asking what you've seen every day, does this guy, this tough guy that we all love, does he have anything left in the tank, do you think? And can you see him being on the club opening day next year?
I think the next 6 weeks, they still need to look at him some more. I mean, he's had a good second half since the All-Star break. But I think it's been about 5 or 6 starts. Pitched pretty well. He's pitched in the same style, never overpowering, good sharp slider, excellent command. I still think there's still some question if he still has got enough stuff left. You know, if he still has enough stuff to get hitters out. I think they're going to have to do that. Even if they bring him back next year, I don't think it'll be as a guaranteed spot in the rotation. I think it'll be one of 8 or 9 that would come in and compete for a job.
Looking ahead a little bit to next year, I mean, one player that's coming up through the system that everyone's talking about is Joey Gallo, obviously. Just 20 years old, left-handed hitting, third baseman. Not so much looking at a call-up this year, most likely, but next year, just spring training. I mean, you think he'd have a shot at opening day? You think they'd look at him and really consider him for the opening day roster next year?
Oh, I hope not. I mean, Allison, if you look at this guy, he's got 40 home runs, but his strikeout rate is way high. I mean, this guy's striking out a lot. This guy still has holes in his swing. This guy does not need to be in the big leagues next year. You know, he needs to be in AA, AAA. He's still got a lot of work to do. I mean, he can hit a lot of home runs. But, you know, do you want a guy to be another Russell Branyon or another Mark Reynolds, or you want a guy who can develop into something like Troy Glaus or Adrian Beltre or something like that? And I think they got to be very patient with this kid, because if they put him up in the big leagues, you know, you look at Mike Holt, a guy who's with the Cubs. He's got some power, but he ended up striking out way too much. Now the Cubs had to send him down. I think the last thing the Rangers need to do is bring this guy up before he's ready to go. I think he needs a lot more time in the minor leagues.
Especially when you're coming off of an abysmal season and everyone's looking for something to – I guess the feeling is basically like a lot of these hurt guys are going to be better next year and that it'll be more of the Rangers that we're used to seeing. But certainly it almost puts more pressure on a kid when he's got that kind of fanfare behind him. To put him in that situation where everyone expects him to just come up and, you know, change the whole fortune of the team, which is completely unrealistic.
Yeah, I mean they got a lot. They have a lot of good players in the minor leagues. They're probably some of them are just getting to AA. A few of them are in Class A. But this team is loaded with some prospects. So I think in 2 or 3 years, this team is going to rebound very strong and have a great young club again, kind of like where the Cubs were maybe last year, with all these guys right on the cusp. I think next year and in 2016, you're going to see a lot of good young players come up here. So they just have to be careful not pull the trigger too quickly.
TR, of the young guys you've seen this year, from Nick Martinez to Odor to Sardinas, these guys, any of them that have really impressed you that you've looked at that guy and said, oh, man, this guy's going to have a great career, a really good career?
Well, I think Nick Kapich is a guy that I like. Of course, he was up here last year. Of the new guys, you know, I wrote in the offseason that Nick Martinez was a guy to watch. I just hate to see that he's up here so quickly. Last Friday night, Nick Martinez went up against Garrett Richards of the Angels, and it was kind of interesting. If you look at their minor league records, Richards had like 200 innings in AA and AAA. Nick Martinez had 41. And if you look at Garrett Richards, it took him like 2 or 3 years for it to really click in. Now he's one of the best pitchers in the league. I think when you look at some of these guys, you got to say, hey, these guys can be good, but we got to give them time. We got to give them development time. We got to give them time in the big leagues. They're going to struggle. You know, even Greg Maddux, you go back to Greg Maddux, you know, he struggled his first year in the big leagues. I think he had a 5 ERA his first time around. And Tom Glavine was the same way. Two guys who are in the Hall of Fame now this year. So, I mean, you just can't expect these guys to just come up here like a Jose Fernandez and just suddenly dominate from the beginning. I mean, it rarely happens.
Okay, T.R. Sullivan, thank you very much. We will be checking in with you about the Texas Rangers as the season goes on. Thank you.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.